Grace is not always easy for us to perceive, especially if we find ourselves arguing that our truth, our ego, our authority are more valuable than the greater life that God is calling us to. Changing our way of seeing others and the world sometimes needs a divine encounter, a moment of uncomfortable confrontation that breaks open our hearts so that we may see God's grace at work. There is a favorite short story of mine written by Flannery O'Connor called Revelation. It begins in a hospital waiting room where Mrs. Turpin, the main character, ranks other people as she waits from best to worst, including herself. The longer she waits, the more irritated she becomes with the people she sees as beneath her. At first, she tries to keep these judgments to herself, but slowly, as time passes, they creep out, first in gestures, then in passive-aggressive comments, and finally in just plain old harsh words. And the whole time that she's in this waiting room, there's another woman there as well, named Mary Grace. And as the scene progresses, we see that Mary Grace has been watching Mrs. Turpin this whole time. And there is a growing animosity between the two women that comes to such a pitch that Mary Grace, fed up with Turpin's prejudiced remarks and pious assumptions, throws her human development textbook directly at Miss Turpin's face and hits her between the eyes. This violent act leads Turpin to a revelation of God's kingdom. She sees all the people that she despised march through the gates before her. And as they enter the heavenly kingdom, all the features that she looked down on that bothered her, they disappear. And when she sees people like herself enter the gate, all the things that she's admired about them, their air of self-importance, the pride that they have, disappears too. And this unsettles her. Why would the things that she likes about herself disappear? How will she know who to judge as better than her or worse than her when all distinguishing marks of status are washed away? As the story draws to a close, Turpin never seems to grasp why someone with the name of Grace would throw a heavy textbook at her. But this is what grace does in our lives. It shakes us awake from our own limited vision of power and authority and forces us to see the world differently, to see who's really in charge of our lives. And when we experience a moment of grace, sometimes, like a textbook, it smacks us straight between the eyes before we even knew what hit us. Grace reveals God's mercy and forgiveness at work. And that might not always match our vision for how things should be. The Pharisee from our gospel lesson, like Mrs. Turpin, is quick to assess the value of the people around him. This parable and O'Connor's short story both reveal something about human nature, that buried deep within us is this desire to make distinctions. And the most wonderful part of the parable for me is how we are instantly trapped in the same character flaw. As soon as we say, "Thank God I'm not like that Pharisee," we are no better. We are locked into the story. And let's be honest, we all have a way of ending that sentence, "Thank God I'm not like." So catch yourself the next time you find yourself thinking that thought and really ask, how much do you know about that noisy neighbor or that drunk around the corner or that bratty colleague or that journalist or politician or family member that just irks you? How we see people and how God sees people is sometimes very different. Now, Pharisees get a bad rap in Luke's gospel. Jesus describes them frequently as hypocrites and verbally spars and wins against them throughout the gospel. And the Pharisee from today's parable has some significant flaws, which we heard. But there's a lot of good in there that I don't think we should overlook. He is trying, like we all try. He's fasting, he's tithing, he's contributing to his community. Pharisees were respected teachers who studied the Torah and tried their best to live it out in all areas of life. They were in many ways upstanding citizens. And the tax collector from our story, on the other hand, is someone who would have acted in a self-centered way by squeezing money out of the people. The tax collectors of the first century were known as being really corrupt. Both men behave in a way that is contrary to the way they appear on the outside. And the original audience would have been surprised at a repentant tax man and a Pharisee that's dismissive of his own people. They're like reverse images of one another. And given that they're like reverse images of one another, I wonder how differently they are. In the original language, you could read verse 14, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other, as this one is justified alongside the other. Now, most translators don't choose to go with alongside because it doesn't fit with the narrative flow or the larger lesson that seems to be at work of the reversals of worldly perceptions that we have. However, I bring this up alongside because if we believe that there is such a wideness in God's mercy, then it seems that the Pharisee is also redeemed. If not in this story, then at the end. Like Mrs. Turpin, he will be standing at the gates, not at the front of the line like he thought, but at the gates nonetheless. The Pharisee has missed something, but don't we all? Aren't we all hit with grace's textbook straight between the eyes? We can never earn God's grace. We can only accept it and give thanks for it. What separates the Pharisee and the tax collector is washed away by God's mercy. And that feels unfair. And it's true, because mercy is never fair. And thank God for that, because without God's mercy, no one in O'Connor's story would be seen marching into heaven, and the Bible would be far less interesting, and none of us would be sitting here today without God's mercy in our lives. A person's worth is not for us to determine, and our own value is not for us to judge. God has his own way of doing this, free from human systems of oppression and prejudice and hate. God sees worth in everyone and comes after each of us, offering the same reward: salvation from our selfish ways, salvation from our limited view of the world, and salvation from our desire to rank each other as a little bit above or a little bit below our neighbors. O'Connor has a keen understanding of how God's grace just shatters us so that something transformative can rise up out of the shards. Our broken pieces are fashioned in Christ's image as we become whole once more. What Luke's parable from today shows us is that mercy is at the heart of faith. And this faith transforms us, sending us out into the world to be just and merciful. Jesus continues to reorient us from our personal concerns towards a holistic view of God's creation, where all people receive new life. The world is full of Mrs. Turpins and full of Mary Graces and everyone in between. But most importantly, creation is imbued with the good news that mercy is never fair. And thank God for that. Amen.